Yo, what up with it, y'all? What's going on? I know I can't go nowhere without talking about my products. You got a nappy beard, you need to soften down a little bit, man. I need to hit up my sponsor, JE, man, at JE Line on Instagram, or just go straight to the website, check it out for yourself. That's www.je-line.co. Get your beard right. Get some other products. I know I like to smell good using the Totex products cologne, and I like using a lot of other stuff. So, look, check them out, man. Tell them Truck and Chubby sent you. Y'all go ahead and hit that like button for me one time. If you're new here to the channel, go ahead and subscribe, man. You know, go ahead. Like, and we are about to get to talking about how do we make bowl games matter in college football. There's a couple different scenarios that I was thinking about with this, right? Just a couple. And I want to share just a couple, right? Because these games late in the year in January, they really don't, you know, a lot of people miss out on them. They check the scores. You look at the highlights of them, but you really don't watch the games. It's just a fact, right? You really don't watch the games. You sit there and you say, oh, no, I don't want to watch this game. I'm not going to watch the game. And it has to be more exciting. And these corporate sponsors, they spend a lot of money on these games, believe it or not. Now, look, if you plan the games around these rivalry games in college, let me explain this. You have games such as the Backyard Brawl, Pitt and West Virginia University. That game usually goes down. I mean, it goes all the way down. You hear me? There's nothing else that you can't really give up, right? So then you got, like, just even for instance, Western Kentucky and Middle Tennessee State, the 100 miles of hate. Listen to what I'm saying, bro. He got like the Air Force Colorado State game, the Ram Falcon Trophy, the Ram Falcon Trophy. Listen, Air Force Hawaii, the Wagon Wheel game, Kent State and Orca. Like, okay, you get what I'm, do y'all get what I'm saying? Do y'all get what I'm saying, bro? Like, this would be crazy. Alabama, Clemson, Alabama, Florida, Alabama, Georgia Tech. These games have not been played in a long time. You got the Apple Cup with Washington State. That's a good one. People love watching that one, right? The Golden Boot, Arkansas, LSU. You know, these games could be sponsored by, the AutoZone Golden Boot game, Arkansas, LSU. That would be, listen to me, that would be sick. Now people are watching it and it's corporate sponsored. I would say keep it, you know, both of those teams have a field big enough to, you know, bring in a crowd. And if they don't, then you could probably move it to a neutral site, but I'll keep them where they at. But that's how you get it. That's one way, right? The rivalry games. You got Secretary Trophy, Army Navy game, the Bronze Stock Trophy, Ball State, Northern Illinois. Just saying. And the Group of Five need their own bracket. And this is why, because the Group of Five have rivalry games too. They have rivalry games too. We'll get to talking about that, right? But if they had their own playoff system, you could run that, right? Or the preseason rankings with these teams, right? The preseason rankings. However y'all work that out, right? They work it out. Preseason rankings, they're coming out. Play the games in the beginning of the season. We said that the season will have to probably start before, right? A little bit before. Play the bowl games at the beginning of the season. Let's get them popping right now. Let's get some of these games in right now. Right now, right away. Don't wait till the end of the year. Let's get the bowl games going right now. Right, just for instance, right now, like, look how huge the Nebraska game and Colorado game is right now. Look how huge that is right now, already been televised. Just imagine how big that game would be right now if the Amazon Prime Bowl, the Peacock Bowl, you know, Nebraska and Colorado, excuse me. You know, like that would be crazy right now. And corporate sponsors there, everybody's watching that game. It's only week two. You're watching that game. It's gonna go, it's gonna be nationally televised. I don't know when they're gonna start stepping in and doing that, but I mean you're going to get the views. And think about it, right? College football season is college football season. You're not now, you know, the NBA games might become important. The NFL playoffs are being watched, because when you're trying to compete with the NFL playoffs and all of that other stuff, like, could cut down on a lot of that, you know, because it's going to happen anyway with the college football playoff. But if we're playing some of these bowl games at the beginning of the season, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying, man. I think it's a good idea. Now, I'm 100% positive that there's a better way of doing it than what I'm explaining it, but I know that I'm on the right track. I'm on the right train. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the right train. This train is going to that destination. Now, whether I just got off the wrong stop or not, that's up to for debate, but I know that I'm on the right train, you know? And we were on the right track when we were discussing this on the fans' point of view. We get into some nice conversation and some good, we have some great ideas. That I believe it, this, that's damn near perfect. Like, how could you not play the bowl game at the beginning of the season? Or make a bowl game a rivalry game? Why wouldn't you? I mean, they already pretty much come in and sponsor the rivalry games, right? They already pretty much come in and do that. That's pretty much already done, right? But when it's a bowl game, when it's a bowl game, it's that much more meaningful. It's that much more meaningful. Now we ain't just playing for the victory bell. Now you playing for the victory bell bowl game. Like, come on, man. Like, because that's already important in colleges anyway. It should be. But the one question that I would have, and I know some people might have out there, but with the NIL going on, you're getting all these mercenaries on these teams. Does it even matter? Absolutely, it still matters. Absolutely, it still matters. Because you can't go in there, you can't go in and lose the rivalry bowl game, and you know what I mean? Like, that's like taking two L's in one game, you know, or it's like winning two games. You know, you can't just go in there and just miss out on that. But then you're not going to get, but that I believe that's only way you're going to get your stars playing in these important games. They make a couple extra NIL bucks. The corporate sponsors get to evaluate the talent at its best. See who they want to sponsor and see who they want in their next commercial or whoever else. You know what I'm saying? So it works out for everybody. I believe everybody eats in this way. I believe it works out for everybody. Far as the logistics go of that, you don't have to rent out a huge stadium and or get a huge NFL stadium to do so, you know. I'm just saying. I like the idea of it. I mean, if you got any other suggestions to it, put it down in the comments and let me know what you think about this idea. I think it's genius as far as I could think of. I think that this can work. That a lot of people would tune in to these games and they're meaningful. And as far as the preseason rankings, I don't know if I explained that, but have them play it out. Can I really say this? I don't know, but y'all correct me on this, right? Other than like the top five in the country, maybe the top 10, you normally see a top 10 team lose within like the first 5 weeks, probably sometimes in college football, right? Have them play for the rankings. Why not? Have them play for the preseason rankings. Of course, it would take opportunities away for a Troy or South Alabama being able to play a Georgia or an Alabama week zero or whatever. But there's a lot of week zero games out there. But does it really take it away from him if the FCS has their own college football playoff? I'm just saying, you could do the same for them. Everything you're doing over at Power 4, Power 5, do it for the FCS. FCS. If you're going to do it in the preseason ranking games for the FBS, do preseason ranking games for the FCS. If the bowl games are the bowl game, rivalry game, bowl game, going to do that for the FBS, do that for the FCS. College football playoff for the FBS, college football playoff for the FCS. It will be watched. It definitely will be watched. I think that they deserve it. So a lot of people say they have a problem with accepting that and saying, oh, well, I think that it's a disrespect to say that the FCS program should have the group of five should have their own bracket, 12 seed bracket, and they should just be able to play the other teams. But we see what happens when the group of five sometimes plays the P4s in week zero, week one. We see what happens. It's rare that an FBS team takes a loss. They sometimes do, but most of the time they win those games in blowout fashion. If Liberty and Oregon taught us one thing last year, that when you get a top group of five team and a top power five team, the outcome is definitely leaning to the power five team. Most definitely. Will that be changing? Yes, I do think that that's going to change. But if you can't merge it together, I believe some of it's going to change. It's going to change. It's going to take time for it to change the way that the NIL is right now. I think that the trajectory is definitely, changing of that. But as of right now, it's just not. And a Power Five team is most likely always going to be the group of five team, unless we're talking group of five power three loss team playing and we seen that last year too. Correct me if I'm wrong. Like, wasn't it like Tulane and West Virginia and Virginia Tech playing in a bowl game, and Tulane had the number one defense, and everybody thought that Tulane was going to stop them. And Virginia Tech in the rain, Tulane number one West defense in their respected division conference, and Virginia Tech just ran all over them. This is what happens. I mean, like, this is just a fact. No matter how you feel about the situation or whatever, it's a fact. It happened, and they got busy on them. And Virginia Tech was, what, a six-win team last year? Six-win, and winning the bowl game versus Tulane, it was seven. So, six-win team, struggling team versus a Tulane that was only, like, took, like, what, two losses last year. That's what I'm saying. So if it was balanced out perfectly, you would know. And they had the number one rushing defense, and their top weakness in that game was the run. Virginia Tech's offensive line overpowered their defensive line, which was one of the best, if not, it was the best run stopping defensive line in group of five, period. And just didn't haul up to the task of a mediocre ACC team. So that's just what I'm saying there. It's just a fact, y'all. And it's no disrespect to them, but I think that's a way to get the 24 teams, because y'all going to be wanting more. 12 and 12 is enough. 12 is enough in FBS, and 12 would be enough for the FCS. If you think otherwise and you have a better plan than what I'm saying, I am always open to suggestions in the comments. Get down there. Let me know what you're thinking. Type it in. I'm all for suggestions. If you agree, cool. If you disagree, that's also fine. It's only hating when you can't tell me why you're disagreeing. That's the only thing. So other than that, man, look, man, y'all have a fantastic day, man. Look, I had fun putting this idea out there in y'all ears. in your face, however you're watching me right now. I appreciate it. Hit that subscribe button if you're new here to the channel, or if you haven't already, give me a like, give me a dislike, give me something up out there. All right, y'all. Until next time, peace.
Want to see Truck and Chubby live and co-host Shed? Tune in. Fans Point of View. Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3:30 p.m. Pacific Time. But in the meantime, in between time, enjoy the content. Don't forget to hit your notification bell for all updates. Thank you for watching.